Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astro Money 2012. I'm your host with Roy. I am Adrian. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. And again, we want to thank everybody for joining our show tonight. And we want to thank all our listeners that that's supported us in the past. And, we always look forward to our shows every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, would you like to talk about a little bit about what's been going on with this shooting in Connecticut?
Well, that seems to be the hot topic on the news right now. And,
yeah, it does.
You know, that's all you're here. And it's sad, you know, that the young kids, had to, be killed by somebody that was mentally unstable. But, that's just a wake-up call for a lot of the, communities and schools and stuff to, always suspect the unsuspected and be ready, So I think after this, people are going to start being more alert.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll even start, putting more people to keep an eye on our little kids,
Right.
What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
I think, like you were saying, about having more stricter gun laws, not so much take people's guns away, but to have more of a stricter gun law, and also to have more protection in your home. And my thought on that is, like you said, make things like bow and arrows, slingshots, anything that's not a fire weapon, but also there's other weapons, other sources. Even if Obama did take away people's guns, there's other sources on how to make weapons.
And that's true. We might have to resort back to the time, when there was no guns, and just make our own weapons. The main thing is having some kind of protection.
Not only that, but I really don't, even if Obama took away people's guns, maybe it would slow the crime down a little bit, but at the same time, like I said, there's other resources of making weapons, and also it would help us not to depend so much on guns. We can depend on our own energy to fight with our abilities and our gifts that we know that God has given us.
And that's interesting you'd bring that up, because, honestly, do the, Oriental people with the, a lot of the knowledge that they have, do they really need weapons to protect themselves?
No, they don't.
See, they could do everything with mental telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
And, with chi energy.
Well, think about it. Did they use guns on the movie, where they had to survive and they had to kill each other, kill one another?
Oh, you're talking about Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. They didn't use any guns on that.
No. But
so,
what's interesting,
if
you heard anything, but the author that wrote the book Hunger Games, did you know that she lives right in that same town that shooting was at?
No, we didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's almost like there's some kind of tie there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know it's all connected to the New World Order.
Well, let's just put it this way. When those kids were trying to attack me, those gang members, and they had knives and weapons, I never had nothing.
No.
But the only thing I did have was earth magic, and when I used the earth magic, the bees protected me.
That's right.
So, you know, therefore, we have the ability to protect ourselves with other means, not just guns.
That's so true. I mean, people have to believe in that, and they have to have faith.
Because I don't think a gun can stop a tornado.
No.
You know, if I summoned a tornado and it came over the hills, I don't think so.
Okay, here's a good example. The ETs have a higher technology than we do, so what are our guns? What chance do we have against their technology?
We have no chance at all.
That's right. It's like using rocks and sticks compared to what they have.
Uh-huh.
And that's where people have to remember, we all have these abilities. We can, you know, use these energies to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to believe in it.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure you've seen
the faith comes in.
You know, you've seen things in your past. I've seen things in my past, and you just can't. You can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Why things happen.
Well, we know it's kept the faith.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances of that situation getting out of hand and somebody standing?
You know what the chances are? About 1 out of 1,000,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if you truly believe in something, it can happen every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, you know, the Asians and the Orientals, they know about this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they use it all the time.
Exactly. And the Indians and the Asians, they're not afraid of death.
No.
They're not afraid of dying. And that's what they live for, is nature and survival and living of the earth and learning as much knowledge as they could to take on the other side with them, you know.
I mean, honestly, you know, when you listen to the media talk about this shooting, I mean, what does it do to you? I honestly think it does, by buying into it, it's doing soul damage.
I agree with that. I think that a lot of people should ignore the media.
Yeah.
Not even to pay attention to what the hell is even going on.
No.
In Connecticut, and we're going to start worrying about the bigger things.
The main thing is, this is going on all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want you to know about what's going on around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They want people to focus on just one thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole thing, is the monks, they don't care about what's going on in Connecticut.
No.
Or they slap down their money for the families.
Yeah.
But,
and, you know, and that's where people's focus should be more than any, is not, you know, worry so much about their losses, but to send them, you know, healing energy to help them get past whatever pain that they might be feeling, you know, and, you know, help give them the strength and you know, and have, you know, unconditional love for each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that's where the communities, have to focus on. I mean, why?
Like you said, be more giving.
Why worry about revenge when revenge is not ours?
Exactly. Bloodshed is not ours.
No.
With all these wars going on and people dying every day, what is the difference? Those people being shot and the people that are being killed in Iraq.
Yeah, and there are thousands dying now.
Mm-hmm.
Not 20 or 30, but thousands.
Yep. Fighting for what and for who?
Yeah. And these are young kids that are dying there for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm. So these are the questions that people need to start asking themselves. Who are the true enemies?
Yeah. Yep. If anything, they need to not focus so much on, weapons, but they should
mm-hmm.
focus on these people with mental health problems.
Uh-huh.
And, start giving these people resources so that they can get the help.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of these people, like you mentioned, they don't even have insurance. They know
mm-hmm.
they need help, but they can't get it because they don't have the money.
Right.
To, have that kind of work done on them.
For their kid.
Yeah. And I think parents should start taking notice more about what their kids are doing. I mean, how
mm-hmm.
can this mother, if she knew that her son had mental health problems, how could she be teaching him how to shoot guns?
Exactly.
And then she was taking them, target practice in.
Mm-hmm. How could she not know that he had mental problems?
Yeah. I mean, she should know him better than anybody. She's the one who raised him up.
Yep. Or, he could have been abused. We don't know the situation.
Yeah.
We don't know the situation.
No, we don't. I mean, his mother and father were separated or were divorced. Something happened there.
Uh-huh.
And he was experiencing something right before they got divorced.
Yep.
People
are not looking at all the facts,
No, they're only listening to one side of the story.
Uh-huh.
See?
Well, they only want to listen to what the media is saying.
Yeah.
And the media is just trying to make money.
Yeah.
There's a problem right there.
And they're just getting bits and pieces of the story.
It's just like, okay, they made a story about Jared calling 911.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you call 911 12 times a day?
Yeah.
In a day.
Hmm. Yeah.
And they come up with these stories, but they're changing the stories to make more money. Anything they can make money on, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a money making business,
mm-hmm.
And this is a big seller,
See, the whole thing is only bad news makes money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why they're all, all these TV stations are trying to come out with different ideas.
Yep. And that's why you hear a lot about these celebrities disappearing.
Yeah.
Because the media is trying to make money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Michael Jackson is a good example.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's a money-making business.
Well, see, Michael Jackson was starting to, you know, learn a lot of information also, what really is going on.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, they wanted him taken out.
Uh-huh.
So who's to say that that doctor wasn't paid off so that, you know, he wouldn't live?
That's very true. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
They're not telling the whole story.
No. And, you know, I'm sure there was other celebrities. There's even a lot of, you know, important people that their death came unexpectedly.
Uh-huh. And this whole end of the world thing, I kind of have a feeling that's a big story, too.
Yeah.
That's trying to scare people, like you said, like Y2K.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, who's to say that somebody didn't make this all out so they could put some fear into people and people would run out and start spending all this money on different stuff?
Well, let me ask you this question. Why would God create a world so he can destroy it?
Yeah.
That, to me, don't make no sense.
No.
There's so many contracts. There's so many
look at the Native Americans. They believe in saving the world.
Uh-huh.
They have respect for the water, for the trees, for the air, for all the elements on the earth.
And do you ever hear from them talking about destroying the earth?
No.
Like religion does, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they believe that things change just like the seasons change.
Uh-huh.
You know? Main thing is we have to be in gratitude for what we do have and where we live and main thing is learning forgiveness.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing is not, like Clint says, not living in fear.
Yeah.
You know.
We can't, because then that we get, you know, we give power to that, you know, to the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I told you this is not our world.
Not our world.
We're all here just temporary.
Yep.
And that goes for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some come here sooner. I mean, for a little while, other people stay here for a lot longer.
Our world is to come here to experience and to co-create.
Yeah.
That's our world.
Yeah.
Not to be controlled.
No.
Not to be
a main thing, we weren't. We're not here to become a slave for anyone.
No.
And that's where people need to awaken.
That's where people need to wake up.
Yeah. Like they say, smell the coffee. Wake up and smell the coffee.
You know, like they say, wake up, smell the coffee, because it's brewing.
Well, you know, we send out our prayers, you know, and we, you know, want to wish, you know, all the people who are going through some rough times right now to, you know, have faith. You know, we can't do this on our own, so we have to call upon, you know, Jesus Christ to help us. And to help us, you know, give us our strength. I mean, we're all being tested right now. And everyone's going through something right now.
And we've all served a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, the parents should be really
happy. We got a caller from the 618 area. Should we invite them on there?
Yeah, let's go with the caller. Let's go with 618. You're on the air.
Hi, hello. Hello. Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm calling from Chicago.
From Chicago. And we want to welcome you on the show tonight. And we were, you know, talking about, you know, what happened over here in Connecticut. And could you share a little of your feelings on that?
Wow. Well, personally, tragic. I think it's we're dealing with children especially, so you know, dealing with innocence is very touching. Yeah, I'm kind of shook up about that still, because myself, I had that very day I sent my son to kindergarten and he's like 5 years old, so I can only imagine what those parents are going through. Yeah, I think it's pretty sad. Yeah. So,
yeah, you know, these families are going some pretty rough times right now. And, you know, and all we can do is, you know, send them our condolences and, you know, and send our prayers their way, you know, to help get them past, you know, whatever they're experiencing right now.
I was just going to mention, even though Dustin died, you know, when our brother died. The pain was very painful, knowing that, you know, your brother has committed suicide. But at the same time, the way I handled it was, I'm more happy that he's in a better place than he is here.
He's not suffering anymore. Yeah. That happened in my family. My grandma, she raised me, and she did this very same thing, and I was away in college when it happened, but yeah, you know, they're in a better place, I'd say. I just tuned into the show, so I wasn't really following the whole show, so I wasn't sure what if you guys were doing readings or if you guys were talking about Connecticut or not.
Well, mainly tonight we just wanted to voice and, you know, and send out our wishes, you know, to these families that, you know, and people that, you know, are connected, you know, to these families and, you know, that, you know, we feel for, you know, everyone that's going through what they're going through right now. Main thing is what we want to share is that, you know, we're, you know, we have to have strength through, you know, a higher source, you know, that we can't do this on our own.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this is what, you know, I've seen in my past and my son Nathan has seen in his life, you know.
Yeah.
Now that we're in 2012, you know, I think a lot of people are, you know, experiencing, you know, a lot more this year than they have in any other year. And what's your feelings on that?
Say again?
No.
Oh, I can hear you, sir. That last part, that last sentence.
And what's your feelings now that we're getting closer to the 21st of December?
Well, I think it's just a little bit of hysteria. I'm not connecting it to, like, the whole Y2K thing, but because this one is a little bit more religious, like a lot of cultures have that date on their calendars. I just think that I think it's just some kind of transition, you know, astronomical transition. I don't know if it's like the end of the world. I think it's just a new age or something. Like within the stars. But I think we'll wake up and carry on, you know, like we normally do. I don't think anything's going to happen. I hope not.
Right.
I feel pretty.
Well, I think if anything, you know, as we quickly approach that day, you know, people have to realize that, you know, we have to stop all this killing. We have to start focusing on more of healing and helping, you know, each other and, you know, all our communities around the world.
Yeah.
If we, you know, why should we continue, you know, if there's people that are mentally ill out there, let's get them help, you know. Why spend that kind of money in countries that we don't need to be? I mean, they should be opening new hospitals, new clinics or something to help these people.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of mentally ill people out there, and they're not getting any help.
Yeah.
And I think as a society, you know, we need to start focusing more on that and not worrying so much about, having revenge, you know, on people because what they did to, you know, us or family members or even close friends.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you.
I think people are taking it way too out of hand on the fact of war instead of giving it to God and let Him decide, you know, whether it be war or bloodshed.
Yeah. But, you know, such is life. And it is a shame, though, because there are a lot of people that need help in America and can't afford it. I mean, there's help out there, but a lot of people can't afford what's available. So, that's something we should definitely be taking care of first. The war over here before, you know.
Yeah.
Before we go other places. Yeah.
I mean, we should start, you know, helping people here in the United States and not worry so much about what's going on around the world. A lot of those countries that we're in, that's been going on since, you know, the time of Jesus Christ, you know, and they've been killing each other over religions. The main thing is, we have to start, healing here in the United States because, you know, a lot of people, we still haven't changed. A lot of people haven't changed their way of thinking here in the United States. There's still a lot of things that need to be corrected here. And what's your feelings on that?
As far as people changing the way of thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know. You think, even after 9/11, you think people would start to, you know, you think it would, like, spark some kind of consciousness or some kind of awareness, and people seem to get wrapped up with their lives, and when there's bigger things going on, you tend not to look at that because a lot of people aren't directly affected by these changes. You know, it isn't until it directly affects them, and I think that's like the American way of thinking. Like, everyone's pretty self-centered, I'd say. Like, the community thought is kind of disbanded. Like, it might have been stronger back in the day, but it seems like nowadays that is kind of not there so much. So people are a little less sensitive to things and issues.
That is so true. And the main thing is a lot of these things that are happening is to get, you know, people to raise their consciousness and to, you know, be more, you know, of the spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, to have more, you know, unconditional love, you know, for not only their selves, but for, you know, everyone, you know, that we come in contact with. And, people might say this is part of the new age thinking, but what we've done in the past doesn't work then, and it won't work now.
Not to change the subject or anything, but I think more and more they're starting to see a lot more angel phenomenon.
Yeah.
Falling.
I mean, a lot of more UFO sightings.
Yep. And a lot more UFO. And these whales are starting to be more thinner.
Yeah.
You know, these portals are opening up.
Yeah.
Do you think that would
happen? I've seen a lot more positive things in that dimension than I have in the mundane, because just watching the mundane and the TV and the news, that's just all negativity.
It's well, you mentioned, do we think this is going to happen on the 21st, did you say?
Yeah, like you said a portal. Like, you think that will happen on December?
I feel that if it was going to happen, we had already see signs of that happening already.
Ooh, okay.
So until we see those signs, and then it's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of the stuff that have been put in, you know, on the internet or the media and all that, a lot of it is just a bunch of hype and people are getting false information.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, and the reason that's done is to cause confusion. And as long as people are in confusion, now they have control over how you think.
Wow.
Me and Adrian know about this because we're both certified hypnotherapists.
Okay.
Yeah, we know how the subconscious mind works.
Mm.
Yeah. It's done so easily that you wouldn't even know that it's being done to you.
Yeah.
Thank God for people like you guys who can help, you know, those who are so trained in that.
Yeah.
That's very complicated to the normal person like myself.
You know, the main thing is it really isn't that complicated. It's natural. It's something that we all have these abilities of going into, you know, what they call a trance or a sleep state. I mean, we do it all the time right before we go to bed at nighttime. And that's mainly to slow down the rhythms of, you know, your brain waves, you know. And hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Us as hypnotists, all we do is help you to get there, to relax and focus and to get there.
Cool.
And that's how it works. But the, you know, media, and that's probably one of the biggest things, every time you watch that news or watch something on television, they have your attention, so they're hypnotizing you.
Yes, they
all
are.
The time.
Yes, they are, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. hysteria.
That's why, you know, me and my son, Ed, we hardly ever watch the news, or we don't watch much television at all, because we're always focusing on learning, you know, educational things, things that are can be a benefit, and to learn new knowledge and, you know, techniques and technologies, you know.
Yes, like spiritual technologies.
Yeah. I mean, me and Adrian, in the past less than 10 years, we've learned so many new technologies that come from the past.
Oh.
And now here in the future, that can help people, you know, completely relieve any stress and completely turn their health around.
Hmm.
I mean, that has to say something now. Plus, we've seen it save a couple of lives also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this was all within, I'd say, less than 5 minutes. And that's how effective it is.
Are you in the Illinois area, like Chicago area?
You know, we're located in
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's far from me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wondering if you had a school or if you had...
You ever been out in these areas?
Say again, please.
You ever been into Utah?
I've flown over it. I've been as far west. I've been to Washington before. And,
oh.
Other than that, it's pretty much all East Coast and Canada and stuff. But I've never been to Utah yet. Yeah. The first time if I were to go.
Yeah. Have you spent a lot of time in Chicago then?
Yeah, I was born and raised here.
You were born and raised here?
Yeah, Chicago there. Yeah.
You know, and that's... It's interesting, you know, I've met people from, you know, all around the world. But, you know, when you start talking to people and start sharing some information, you find out that the way you were raised up or wasn't too much different than the way other people were raised or how they think. Yeah, I mean, we actually live in a small world, and people don't, you know, realize that, you know, there's a lot of things that are common, you know, with a lot of people once you start talking to them, you know.
Yeah.